It's not often that Australian girls have the opportunity to demonstrate their mathematics skills on the international stage. But this year, for the first time, a team will take part in the European Girls Mathematical Olympiad. It'll involve problems unlike anything seen on a school syllabus, as Sarah Sedgie reports.
You don't often hear a Year 12 student talking this way about maths, but for Irfan Gore, it's a passion that was sparked early in her life.
I kind of just always loved maths, and I think in kindergarten my dad, he bought me this book that is actually not quite math related, but it's a book full of puzzles, and I just loved that book because all the puzzles, it kind of requires this kind of thinking outside of the box and then like this kind of creative solutions, and I think that's when I fell in love with problem solving.
Her love of maths is shared by her fellow Year 12 student Alice Jung.
I suppose it's hard to describe. It's beautiful in a way and charming. There's also the process of achieving the solution, which is explore all the different approaches to the same problems, and you examine it in a multiple of different ways. And I suppose that's the best bit.
Unlike many of their peers, they're taking some time these school holidays to work on some pretty complex maths problems. And with so many talented maths students in the country, the Australian Mathematics Trust is creating more opportunities to help them pursue their passion. This year, for the first time, it will be sending a team to the European Girls Mathematical Olympiad to be held in Florence. And it's no ordinary competition. Tanem Shaw is a high school teacher and will be the team's leader.
The competitions are pretty grueling. They're problems that are completely unfamiliar and they require a lot of perseverance.
The underrepresentation of women in STEM is something the Australian Mathematics Trust has been thinking about. Only a quarter of the STEM workforce is made up of women. The Trust's chief executive is Nathan Ford.
One of the conversations we've had at the Trust is really about setting up a pathway. So it's very difficult to know where you can go with something like mathematics unless you can see a pathway or a future for it. So by supporting a team at EGMA, we're really putting in place an articulated pathway for girls.
And he sees building confidence as key to getting more girls to pursue careers in STEM.
It comes back to confidence and opportunity. If you have the opportunity to participate in something like this, to train for something like this, to meet other girls or women who are professional mathematicians or teachers working in the field, that will increase the likelihood that you will you'll stick with mathematics as a subject.
Year 12 student RQ Tong sees a change happening, with more girls participating in STEM. After school, she'd like to pursue a career in chemistry or medicine.
I think we're currently in the transition phase of getting more participation from girls. I do believe that, you know, girls are capable of being just as good as boys when it comes to STEM fields.
Irfan Gore also still has a year of school to go, but she also thinks a career in STEM is in her future.
My year 9 teacher, like, she's such a lovely and inspiring lady, and she also loves math, and then she's so me, like, who also share like the passion in math. And then she told me that throughout her years of teaching, she found that girls were more likely to accept it when other people tell us that we can't do something. And then so she just told me, if you love math, just go for it and like just don't listen to what other people say.
Student Irfan Gore ending Sarah Sedgie's report.